So I'm here with my guest. I'd just like you to introduce yourself and just say how you know me.
Hi, my name is Ann Owens, and I'm your grandmother.
All right, and I'm going to ask some questions for this great Thanksgiving listen. First question is, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kennett, Missouri.
What was your home life like growing up?
Well, my mother was a stay-at-home mom, and my dad worked. He worked long hours, and so he was at work a lot, and we grew up going to church, so we would have Sunday would be a day where was the only day that my dad didn't work, and we would go to church and spend the day together, and then my mom would fix a big Sunday lunch, and it was a special day every week.
How different was the time you grew up in compared to today and just how things are today?
Well, my mom, again, she was a stay-at-home mom, and so she spent all of her energy just on taking care of the family, cooking all of the meals, and when she did laundry, she ironed everything, which nobody irons anything anymore, I don't think. And she didn't drive. For some reason, she never got her driver's license. She relied on my dad to drive her places, like to go take her to the grocery store and that kind of thing. We didn't go out to fast food very often. It was like a big treat. There was just a couple of places in our town where occasionally, like on our birthday or a special occasion, we might go out. When I got to be a teenager, I used to go to a pizza shop with all of my friends from church on Sunday nights. The rest of the time, we didn't eat out like people do now all the time.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Mid-American Nazarene University in Olathe, Kansas.
And how did you meet your husband?
My husband and I met in high school, and we were trying out for a vocal group. And after tryouts, he waited after tryouts were over to tell me that I was a good singer, and he wanted to walk me home. So he walked me home from school that day, and I invited him to go to church with me, and we started hanging out together.
What did you do after college?
My degree was psychology, sociology with an emphasis in early childhood. And I got my director's license and became a licensed director for early childhood facilities. And I did that for several years.
And what are you currently doing?
I'm retired. I don't work anymore. I volunteer for two organizations. One is CASA, which is Court Appointed Special Advocate. I'm a CASA for Johnson County and Wyandotte Counties. I have advocated for four cases, and it's very time consuming, but very rewarding. I love doing it. And I also volunteer in the food pantry at my local church.
Who was or is your best friend?
My husband is my best friend.
If you could visit anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Well, I'm torn. I would really like to go to Paris, just because in all the movies, it looks like such a romantic, beautiful place. I think that sounds really fun. But I also would really like to go to Israel and see all the places that Jesus walked, and you read in the Bible, you know, about things that happened. It would be really neat to see them for myself.
And the last question is, for this Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful that the big ugly coronavirus hasn't gotten anybody that I love, and that I'm able to be with my little family.
Okay. Thank you so much for the interview and taking your time.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jude. Did I do okay?
Yep.